Well, why don't we pronounce your name?
You're talking brain injury. And no response to any point of brain, so they say the person is ready to get it. Now, if you want to keep more life support, then she doesn't have to do it. I don't know, I can't be at peace myself. I can't be satisfied looking at our race. Still places on my own part. Still living in neighborhoods, but not responsible for the excess. Having limited responsibility for the upkeep of their neighborhood and for the problems of their neighborhood. Not bringing in stores to supply neighborhoods with goods, food, etc. Not deciding how beautiful the roads are going to be, how the streets are going to be. Not taking these major adult decisions and then occupying space. And taking care of other people. And making good money. Those who are working. And those who are not working, taking it. And a lot of them. Got money. Spending like crazy. What's going on today? There's nothing going on in the nation this contact. And all that is Muhammad who said, hey, stop wasting it, man. Put the money to good use. Don't go make the money and give it right back to the people that paid you.
Their identity,
their separate identity. The neighborhood says this is family. As Scottish people are going to work on business, they ain't looking for us back now. They're not looking for jewels. That's a big change going on in our area of Chicago. Our dominance, our Safeway, or some other. Most of them are going to their next business, people, that belong to their expiration and their education. And that's where they're getting their money. So yet, here in the last 10 years, their churches have become so strong. And it has nothing to do. Now we are no longer the biggest in the north. And the people have become the biggest in the north. And they're getting into government, they're becoming loyal judges. And gentlemen, they may be fast partners, but look at how they are living, and look at how they live. Look at them. They need to be here. Angela, we next time, where is he? I'm having a very clean beer as a dinner. McDonald's bigger than them.
Right.
We give presents to others,
right,
and our own presents to ourselves and our own neighborhood.
Right.
And you don't know how precious this commitment is. That has some of us here working to give life to the mentally dead, to give new hope to the mentally dead, to give new vision to the mentally dead, to tell the people who have been cut off from their past life, who don't know how to be an African, or speak that language, or live that life that they won't add on their conscience. In their profile. They don't know how to do that. They can't go back to that time to the gospel thing. But we're telling them, God has awakened us a spirit of might to situate ourselves back in the dust. And have our people come to life again.
Yeah.
This is Adam who came from the dust.
Right.
We don't have to go back to the earth to be born again.
Yeah.
And move from dust, poverty, of mind, poverty, and heart. But move from dust
in
the street.
All right.
Isn't that what God did for Adam? The devil's man? Don't try to hack it in your mind or find it as a physical human being on this earth. And God made a man out of the dust of the ground by bringing water on the dust and shaking him and then breathing into that mold or that body shape of the earth, his breath, and animated that and then stopped walking and talking to human beings. Don't look at that. Look at the dust of an empowered mind.
Yes.
Look at the dust of an empowered spirit, an empowered soul.
Yes.
And look how God can sympathize you with the water of innocence and fuel of human spirit.
Yes.
And you begin to be sad and just feel bad for your condition. So bad that you say, I'm going to make a change.
Yes.
And the water works with the dust.
Right.
And a man is born. It's a new man.
Yes.
Made from the original substance that makes a human being. And he's born and he has now life and spirit and he can't be swallowed anymore.
Wow.
He looked at the animals and everything. He said, "Oh, I am bigger than they are. My creation is bigger than that. My possibility is so much bigger than that. I can't live like a dog anymore. I can't live like an ox or mule or horse or donkey anymore. I love them. I'm going to have a higher faith in them." God has given me human spirit and intelligence.
Yeah.
And freedom to use the tool of my brother, the power, and turn it into a gospel for myself. Now I am the spirit of industry. And he comes up out of the dust, and he came to the dust, and he builds upon the world and builds the world in it. The men and brothers, and God set up the same first started out of the dust, they all had to come from the dust. The dust of impoverished soul and impoverished intelligence. You're born in with no nothing.
That's right.
But God can bring the dust to the industry. To evolve dust into industry.
Praise be to Allah.
Now you are alive. You're not living today. I know that among us, you will not live today anymore. And brother, this is where most of us owe it to the presence of this Quran and his faith in us. That if we were separated from the things that kept us blind and held us back, we could find our way out on our own. So the greatest thing he did for us was break our dependence upon Michael and gave us faith in our own selves that we can work out our own future. That's the best thing he did for us. And he said he came on July 4, 1930. He's getting something for you.
That's right.
He tells you he came on Independence Day. Yeah. He tells you my purpose is to work with you until I see you to be independent and on your own.
That's right.
Oh, he prayed ministry around the world. Yes, he did. He prayed ministry around the world. He called us the fruit of Islam. A wise man knows how to talk in the ears of his co-workers or his workers, and also talk in the ears of his enemies and the enemy that will make trouble from his word. You hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
A wise man, like Mr. Barron, knows how to talk into the ears of his welcome from all the people.
Yes.
Word. And at the same time, the same word talk in the ears of the enemy who will make trouble for his word.
Yes.
So when he says, fruit of Islam, he said it up. You are the fruit of a new Islam. You're going to come into a new Islam, and you'll be the fruit of that new Islam. All of that Muhammad made that clear to us. But he's saying to the enemy of his wife, the jealous elder in his own world, who don't want to see a black and a happy, rise up and be a shining model from the life of this kind of world. Hear his message that he said today. this thing that was very confusing and soothing here?
Yes.
Looks like I'm working against this problem?
Yes.
No, I'm not working against this problem, brothers of the East. When I leave, this will be your sheep.
Go ahead.
Oh, this is the fruit I was caught up for this one.
Yes.
I'm thinking of this one I've got.
Yes.
Easy, I'm doing that.
Congress of the United States House of Representatives.